Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Patriots Beat is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston and get in on the action.
All right, welcome into another live edition of the Patriots Beat podcast here at the CLNS Media Network. I am Mike Cadlick, joined, as always, on the show by 98.5 The Sports Hub's Alex Barth. We are back and just in time for the Patriots, or the NFL rather, to hand out all of their compensatory picks like they did today. We're back with another mock draft. So we're past the combine, the comp picks are out, and it's time to see what we think the Patriots will do, or how we can get ourselves a solid draft here. So we're going to do the same thing as we do as always. We'll pull up the PFF, the Pro Football Focus Mock Draft Simulator. Yep. And we will get after it.
And if you're playing along at home, all the picks in PFF are off by one, or not all of them, but most of the day three ones. So I've gone in and fixed that. I made very liberal use of the force trade button. But we have, it's actually, how about that timing, Mike? Normally, you know, the podcaster's curse, that stuff comes out right after you record.
I know.
How about that timing for us to get the comp picks there? That's great. Take that as a good sign. This draft is this draft's already starting on the right note.
Yeah, it's good stuff. If you want to follow along as well with us,
yes.
If you want to see pick by pick, I have also tweeted out our Google Doc that we're using. It's view only, so you can check it out as we go pick by pick as well. So check that out on my Twitter. So here we go. We revised.
Can we put that in the chat? Can we put that link in the chat?
Yeah. I'll link it right now. But as we get going,
people are always saying, who'd they take? Who'd they take? Go back. So if you click on this, as Mike types them in, you will be able to see who we've selected.
Correct. So Alex, as I do that, I'm going to throw your big board up, your wish list, if you want to go over that. There was one change. You went away from a tackle, Barth, but what do you got for us?
Yeah, Peter Skoronski, I think a lot of teams are going to see as a guard. I think he's out of play at 14. Of course, Mike hates the very logical idea of taking a tackle at 14, so he had to make Christian Gonzalez my image. I think the odds Gonzalez makes it to 14 are incredibly low. I thought he had an excellent combine, just built on already stellar tape, but that's kind of the guy I'm going for if they're not taking a tackle is Christian Gonzalez, and I don't think he's going to be there.
All right.
So, and then if you look in the chat now, there's the link so you can follow along.
Yep, I just dropped that in there. So there's Alex's wish list. Mine, if we want to go, before we get started, the big dog, JSN, he's my number one. I hope he's there. We'll see what happens in real life as well as in tonight's draft. I stuck with Joey Porter at the top as well. DeJuan Jones as a right tackle. I want the Patriots to go after left tackle in free agency, so my number one guy on here is a right tackle.
There's only one left tackle. In free agency.
So go get him, baby. Go get him.
All right.
Orlando and DeJuan. I don't know. That's my dream here. Say Flowers, I think, is going to be the first receiver off the board. I truly believe that. So I don't know if he's going to make it to 14 either. He will in the mock draft, but I don't know. Once we get there. And then Darnell Washington, number one tight end. Yep. We'll see what happens at 46. But that's where my head's at. So we want to get this thing started, Alex.
Yeah. So let me ask you this before we start.
Sure.
How much stock are we putting into the Matthew Judon tweet about DeAndre Hopkins?
It's a good question.
Because I am not against starting this by trading 46 for DeAndre Hopkins.
Let's ask the chat. See what they think.
No, because they're going to tell us a million things.
Okay, you're right. In my latest mock draft on CLNS Media, I traded 46 for DeAndre Hopkins. So I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's go get a wide receiver.
All right, we're going to go with the Judon trade here. So Arizona Cardinals. So it was 46 and a later pick. So we'll give them 187. We don't need to pick 184, 187, 192. And we are going to get DeAndre Hopkins. We like this? We good with this?
Yes, let's do it.
Turn off force trade. Let's see if they actually do it. Okay, so we've got DeAndre Hopkins.
Wow.
Now we start going off the Judon tweet, baby.
All right.
All right, cool. Here we go. Now we start the draft. And,
Is it up on? Can we pull it up on screen now?
I thought I shared it. Yeah, should be up there. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
So, Mike, I'm going to pitch something else to you here. And I know you really want to take Jackson Smith and Jigba. By the way, Skoronski's gone. Paris Johnson's gone. Gonzalez is gone. Witherspoon is gone. So that's how the class looks. I know you want to take JSN. But
I do.
We did just get a wide receiver. Who's calling? The Vikings. They don't have a second-round pick. All right. Who's another team that realistically might want to trade up? The Chargers. I think there's a good chance the Chargers trade up this year. What if we did something like this, where we move down a couple spots, we get that second back, we just traded for Hopkins. Yeah.
Okay.
We could even go a little higher. Actually, you know who's going to be aggressive this year? Go up a little bit higher. Stay in the top 50, Tampa.
Are they going to accept that to go up five spots and give us 50? That
they
seems
might.
Pretty.
Let's see.
All right, let's try it.
What if I throw on one of these late picks? There you go. 14.
All right, we've moved back
192.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
To move up 140. So
I'll take that.
All right. Let's see.
So we have moved back to pick 19, folks, for those of you who can't.
Okay.
So now I got to keep track of that on our.
Yeah, you got to type all that in.
Yeah, geez. Okay.
Now
I have an audience because we shared the link, so this is fun.
Yeah, how many there's people in here. All right.
Yeah, we got about 6, 7, 8. 10,
so you
whatever.
Try that. I'll kind of go through the board here. So there's all Quentin Johnston. I don't think – I mean, we just traded for DeAndre Hopkins. There's no point in taking Quentin Johnston, right? Kalijah Kancey, love him as a player, doesn't make a ton of sense for the Patriots. Joey Porter would be interesting here. Zay Flowers is on the board. The guy I look at right here, though, is Anton Harrison. I think is a guy that can come in.
So who went for tackles? Broderick Jones.
Jones, Johnson.
And Harris Johnson.
Actually, DeJuan might still be here. DeJuan
is
still here.
Okay.
So do we want to... Because I know you really wanted to take a wide receiver, but I think at this point we're good.
The one I wanted was Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Okay, and he's gone.
He's gone.
And by the way, I'm not opposed to taking a slot receiver later. But.
Right. But we could also take Zay Flowers.
Good. Do we want to take Zay Flowers? Mm-hmm. Do we want to take Anton Harrison? And then, assume they sign a right tackle or they play Connor McDermott? Do we want to take DeJuan Jones? And then it's DeJuan Jones and Trent Brown, right and left.
Okay.
Some people are saying in the chat, Darnell Wright, where...
So here's my thinking on Darnell Wright, Alex.
Yeah.
If we take Zay Flowers now...
Yeah.
I think we might be able to get Darnell Wright at 53.
I don't know about that. A lot of teams that need tackles coming up.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think that's a guarantee. I think we might... I don't feel that good about it.
We traded 192 for pick 19. Is that correct?
I think we traded that to get 50. That was in the trade down. That was the other pick we had. We have one of those three picks. Hang on. Let me see.
I just need to see what we traded for Hopkins.
We traded 187 for Hopkins.
Okay.
And then we traded 192. Remember, we had to throw that in with Tampa. To get this other trade done. Yeah.
Got it.
So for everybody following along. So, all right. So what do we think? Is it Darnell Jones at right tackle? Is it, because I think we're narrowed down to tackle. Do you want to take Porter here or no? I feel good.
I think you're narrowed down to tackle, Alex. I think
all
I'm
right,
still
well, I'm
want
asking
Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers. I want Zay.
He didn't have a great combine, Mike. I don't know.
He was good enough. Zay was good enough. I put it this way. If you trade for DeAndre Hopkins,
yeah,
you sign a left tackle or a right tackle, whatever you want. You sign a premier right tackle, call it. You trade for Hopkins. Then you add Zay Flowers. And then you use Trent Brown on the left side. You are cooking. Like, you're fine.
But I would say that there's guys later on in terms of slot, right? Guys like...
There's also tackles.
Kim Jarrett, Charlie Jones. There really isn't. It drops off hard after DeJuan Jones. Like, Anton Harrison, DeJuan Jones, Darnell Wright. It drops off hard after that. I'm not as big on Freeland as some people.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I hate wide receivers. We just traded for DeAndre Hopkins. And I also buy, there's some slot receivers I like later on.
We took a tackle first last time.
It's what they need. And I'll tell you right now, it's probably what they're going to do.
This is why I also am more excited to do this post free agency to get a better idea. But
right,
all
of
right.
course. So I normally don't do them until after, but it's part of the fun.
If we're gonna do it, we're gonna take Anton Harrison.
Okay.
So that's what we're gonna do. And then we'll figure something out at 53. Whether it's a
corner receiver.
Joey Porter. All right, fine.
So we'll Joey Porter's an interesting so
yeah,
I personally don't think he's gonna fall this far.
Neither do I.
I just don't think he'd be on the board. We respect the board here. Right?
Yeah.
I buy Anton Harrison. Either Trent's your right tackle or you sign somebody and you have three good tackles. And I like Anton Harrison.
All right.
All right.
Let's do it. Oklahoma Anton, tackle. He's solid.
Anton Harrison is the pick. All right. So now we go to 50. And let's see who falls. Sorry, Mike. Darnell Washington didn't fall. He went 33 to Houston. So you get – who'd they take at 12 too? Oh, they took Miles Murphy. I was going to say if they took a wide receiver there, that would be a fun pick. All right. Let's go wide receiver corner because I think that's – and you know I'm going to put Edge on here too because they do like to take Edge guys day two. I do like Adebare.
Yeah, he had a really good combine.
Really good combine. All right, but Julius Brents is still here at corner.
Can you go to tackle? I want to see if Darnell Wright is still here. Just for
no, Bergeron, Freeland, Steen are the top of the class.
Okay, yeah.
Darnell Wright went. I'm gonna guess he went. Okay, he went 38. That's probably low.
Yeah,
for a projection, but he's not gonna make it down here. Yeah, because So Harrison, DeJuan Jones still on the board, but we're gonna respect. Oh no, he's not. He went to the Jets. That's actually a very Jets pick.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So wide receivers, you have Tank Dell, who I'm kind of out on at this point.
So am I. He did not have a good combine. I'm not – I tweeted that this afternoon when I did some Josh Downs stuff, and I'm just not in on him.
Is Josh Downs still here? Oh, we just missed him. He went 45th.
Oh, okay.
That would have been a good pick. That would have been a good pick. Tyler Scott's interesting. Mm-hmm. Bryce Ford Wheaton, Rakim Jarrett, Charlie Jones are interesting.
But they're gonna be available later.
Right, probably at 76. Right. I like Julius Brents. I really like Darius Rush. I think we took Darius Rush last time.
Yeah, I think we did.
I like Ja'Corian Bennett. On the edge. I like Adebare. Are you a Derek Hall guy? I'm not super high on Derek Hall.
Not really.
Byron Young, we're getting
Byron
later
Young. Now. Yeah. I like Julius Brents here, Alex.
I also like Julius Brents here. I think that's an
I think that's a really good pick at 53. He's long, or 50 rather. I keep thinking it's 53. He's long. He had a good combine. He's athletic. His broad jump and vertical were outstanding. He ran fast enough. He wasn't too slow. I mean, would you like faster? Sure, but he's a guy that can lock up on the outside. And
you're not drafting him, right? And you're not drafting him to cover like Tyreek Hill.
Exactly.
Right. So he doesn't need to run that fast. You're drafting him to cover a guy like T. Higgins. It's kind of been my go-to for a big receiver. Him and look, DeAndre Hopkins going to teach him a thing or two during camp. DeAndre Hopkins, make him a better player. All right, so Julius Brents?
Yeah, let's do Julius Brents. I like Brents.
Julius Brents. All right. And we move on to our final top 100 pick. We will see who goes. All right. Adebare's still here. That's tempting.
I was going to say, are we respecting the board? Or is he actually still? He might still be there. He did have a good combine, but
it's close.
Yeah.
It's close. No real interesting tight ends fell. Like, I guess Sam Laporta, Tucker Kraft, maybe. I think anybody else here.
You know what we're waiting on.
I know who we're waiting on. but even if we want to take a guy like Tucker Kraft or Luke Schoonmaker, like that, they're probably on the board at 107. So I'm not super worried about that. So yeah, Tyler Scott is really interesting. I know people like Michael Wilson. Mm-hmm. He is a really serious injury history. That worries me.
Yeah. I mean, I also like Parker Washington from Penn State. He's a guy who can play the slot.
I like Parker. I'm always hesitant to draft them Penn State players because, you know, they don't take them, but they didn't take Baylor players until last year. I do like Parker Washington.
It's a little early for him.
I think Rakim Jarrett might end up going in this range. It's probably a little early. Yeah. Same for Charlie Jones. I think they're fringe top 100 guys. The other position we could look at, actually. A couple more. Safety. Jamie Robinson.
I like him a lot. He's a thumper.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. I just want to see what linebackers are here.
Dorian Williams I like as well.
Yeah, we probably wait, though. Yeah. There's a couple. I like Ivan Pace, too. I like Papo. You know,
really like Papo. He's fast.
You know what?
That's what they want. Jamie Robinson.
I don't hate Jamie Robinson here. And then we see if we can maybe get a wide receiver at 107. Or just, so who is the Penn State receiver? Why am I blanking? Parker Washington. All right, Mike, put the big boy pants on. Make a pick. Jamie Robinson, Parker Washington. I'm making this one up to you.
At this point, I'm going to assume, and we're going to hear about this within the week, I assume, some news on Devin McCourty.
You don't have to assume that. He's said that he's going to decide before free agency. Now, it might be Sunday night like it was last year.
Right. Regardless, they need safety help because he's going to either retire or he's going to play one more year. At wide receiver, we just traded for Hopkins. We don't know what's going to happen with Jacoby just yet. They're going to probably make some move and figure themselves out at the slot.
Yeah.
I think they need help at safety more so than receiver at this point in the draft, so I like Jamie Robinson.
Guy that the chat did bring up, Christopher Smith. So we've narrowed it down to safety.
So if you look at my NFL draft sheet that's on my Twitter, pinned to my page, and look at my tiers, I have Jamie Robinson and Chris Smith both in tier two, basically like them the same exact. So I'm split between those guys.
Who's a better replacement for McCourty?
Chris Smith.
Did we take Chris Smith last time? I feel like we're having the same draft we did last time. No, because we took
Trey Dean. No, we didn't. We took Trey Dean. Jamie Robinson is more of like a box thumper, and Chris Smith is more of like a free guy, which is what they need.
Chris Smith?
Yeah, let's do Chris Smith.
All right, Christopher Smith. You can't go wrong picking off the Georgia.
No, you can't.
I don't think so. All right, so Christopher Smith is the pick, and now we hope one of these receivers. Oh, Adebare went with the next pick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so again, Parker Washington at 103.
And Jamie Robinson, but that's fine.
And Jamie Robinson and Sam Laporta.
Okay, now Tank Dell is still on the board, and now it's strictly a value pick.
I still don't know, though. Like, he didn't – is it value if he didn't look great? And by the way, if you're just joining, there's – Mike, can we pin – I think there's a way to pin that comment, right?
Yeah, let me look.
There's a Google Doc. It's also on Mike's Twitter that shows what we've done so far, so you can catch it. Yeah. I still like Rakim Jarrett here. Ran a 4.44. They love those like high, like those highly touted high school players who maybe don't quite pan out, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to find the doc in the chat.
Yeah, keep trying to find that. We've got. Yeah. I'm trying to look here too on the edge, or maybe I mean they need a defensive lineman too or linebacker. I feel like we've taken all. We took a tackle. Let's see here. We've got Moro Jomo as a defensive tackle. So here's where they go linebacker. I just think they're going to spend it at linebacker. I think that's a position they spend.
Yeah. We're at 107. Okay. Still can't find the sheet.
Don't worry about it. It's on Mike's Twitter, guys, if you want to find the Twitter. So I do see people saying Bryce Ford Wheaton. Would love the pick. He's going to be very redundant to Devontae Parker and DeAndre Hopkins. I just don't see where he plays.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's tough.
Who else is there for Trey Palmer? Didn't he ran the fastest 40? Didn't he?
Trey Palmer ran a very good 40. Mm-hmm. Yep. Do they have his combine numbers on here? They do not. He is a slot receiver. We go Trey Palmer.
I think I like Trey Palmer.
Okay.
I do. I think
nobody's calling. I'd say maybe we just trade back. How many picks are we scheduled to make here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right. We're still in line for 10 picks. That's the right number.
Yeah.
You want to go Trey Palmer here? I mean, it's too early on some of the edge guys.
It's also too early on Bryce Ford Wheaton, I think.
I don't know. I think he's going to end up going early day three. It's maybe a little early, but I don't think it's unrealistic after the combine he had.
I want to use Trey Palmer and Tyquan Thornton speed together. I think that could be lethal along with DeAndre Hopkins.
All right.
I think that's a good pick.
Trey Palmer?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We are just going after the Big 12, Mike.
Yeah, so let's take a quick break now that we're through with six picks. First, what we'll do is show you where we're at on screen.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second, and I also want to shout out our sponsor for today's show, which is HelloFresh. But give me 2 seconds while I pull this up as I stall. Sorry. All right, so here's where we're at so far. If you want to read through that.
We traded for DeAndre Hopkins, traded the 46th pick and a late pick for DeAndre Hopkins. We then traded down from 14 to 19 to pick up a second round pick. So we got that pick back. We took Anton Harrison at 19, took Julius Brents at 50, Chris Smith, safety, potential Devin McCourty replacement at 76. And then we just took, Mike, you just wrote Trey. We took Trey Palmer
From
Nebraska at 107. Yep. And now I think it kind of gets really interesting. Now
it does.
Now we start to have fun.
We have six picks left,
as they would say.
Yeah, let's eat. So that's where that's at.
Speaking of eating or no?
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, we're speaking of eating, Barth.
Yeah.
Really quick, I just ate right before we came on, came home, didn't feel like, you know, taking my time to make a big old meal. So what I did was still made a big old meal, but it was made through HelloFresh. HelloFresh, it's super easy to make dinner, make meals with everything they ship right to your door. They make it super easy. You know, it's quick. They send instructions. It's like a 10-minute cook. It's awesome. They send you the food. They send you the correct portions. They tell you what to do. And you basically just make your food, and it's all set and ready to go. It's March 9th. It's March Madness. It's college basketball. But it's also, if you didn't know, National Nutrition Month. And HelloFresh makes it easy to choose delicious, dietitian-approved meals All you got to do is look for the dietitian win tag on their menu choices for meals under 70 calories, and they also have 1/3 less sodium. As you probably all know, as it's hitting my wallet hard as well as most of yours, I assume the cost of groceries just continues to go up and up, but now's the perfect time to get started with HelloFresh because of that. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping, and it's also 25% less money than expensive takeout. They have 40 weekly recipes to choose from for all your different meal occasions, lifestyles, preferences, anything like that. I'm a picky eater. I've been a picky eater since I was 3 years old, but I can eat HelloFresh because there's so many different choices. HelloFresh knows you're busy, and that's why they take care of meal planning and prepping, freeing up extra time in your schedule, which we all need. So make sure you go to HelloFresh.com. You can see it right below us, HelloFresh.com/CLNS60, and use code CLNS60 for 60% off plus free shipping. Again, that is HelloFresh.com/CLNS60 and use code CLNS60 for 60% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. All right, let's get back to it, Alex.
All right, and shocker, I'm going to propose something here.
Okay.
I think we move down a little bit because okay. So we have this big gap coming up between 135 and 184 where I think they're going to want to pick. We just made a pick already in this round. We took Trey Palmer. We have another pick coming up in 20 selections.
Yep.
Do we, and maybe not this far. That's who is calling.
Wait,
do
so what gap down, are you talking about now?
Between 135 and 184.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So do we move down a little bit? So San Francisco's calling. Do we go? So this would be a fourth. 156 is still. Oh, that's late in the fifth round. Oh no, it's like towards the middle. 117 for 156. So a four for a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh, basically. What do you think?
117. Sorry, I'm just looking at it again. So we're moving back.
Actually, that's a bit of a jump. Maybe, you know what, let's trade down with the next one. Yeah, it makes more sense. Yeah. So there's a couple ways we could go here. We could go tight end. But I look, Schoonmaker's still here. Kuntz is still here. Latu, Mallory's still here. Like, there's still talent on the board at tight end.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not super worried about that. The other place I look are on the edge.
Where are we at? Linebacker.
So, yeah, we need to get a front seven player on defense. Yeah. So, Dorian Williams is still here. I really like Moro Ojomo, defensive tackle killer from Texas.
Yeah.
Great Shrine Bowl, all of that. Ivan Pace would be an interesting pick here. Again, I think they're going to sign a guy at linebacker.
Right.
I think this is more edge or defensive tackle. I like Yasir Abdullah, high motor guy. He's a guy that's worked with Deion Branch a lot, so there's going to be that sign-off. I like Moro Ojomo here, though. I think that, Lawrence Guy's getting a little bit older. You haven't quite gotten what you wanted from Devon Godshaw.
Yeah.
According
to Bill Belichick, he's one of the best defensive tackles in the game.
Right. Well, let's add a guy who's going to help that group, I think, in Ojomo here.
So, yeah. Yeah, let's do it. I like it. Moro Ojomo.
All right. So here's where I think we trade down, because there's still a couple things we want to add, and we have this big gap. Kim Jarrett just went. That's late. That's late for him. Oh, perfect. The Chargers are calling with 157.
Yeah, see what they want to offer. See how they can do that. Yeah.
157, and we already traded with the Chargers, didn't we? No, we traded the Bucs.
Oh, we traded with the Chargers last draft, and so when we were going to do it in the first round, I was like, oh, here we go. We're doing the same thing.
All right. Yeah. So I'm thinking 135 for 157, 240. We see if we can get a future pick just to have. If not, I'll just take that off.
Sure.
Let's see here. Yep. Okay, cool. Got a future asset.
So can you now explain that again so I can also type it in?
Yes. We traded that pick for 157 and 240.
Okay.
And a future six, but you don't need to type that in. That's fine.
It's round six. It's round seven, pick 240.
Round seven.
Okay.
But it is round five, Mike. And do you know what the Patriots like to do in the fifth round?
I do, Alex. And it rhymes with sticker.
Well, it rhymes with Meshel Leaves.
Yeah.
Either way, we're taking Jake Moody here.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Doesn't rush.
Yes. Well, no, because they take punters and long snappers here too, to be fair.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I think it only makes sense, Alex. I really do. The chat's either going to love it or hate it. But
chat's going to hate it.
Yeah, let's do it. Jake Moody. They need a kicker. All right. He's the best kicker in the draft. Nick Folk has been really solid for them, but at the end of the day, we've been waiting for that. We probably got to took him at 240, but we respect the board, and he's going to be gone. So,
and here we are, Mike. It's time. You ready to grab a tight end, or do we want to look at anything else?
So we have 184 and 187.
No, we traded 187 at some point.
Oh, yeah, we did for Hopkins. So we have 184 and 192.
We traded 192.
To what?
We have 184, 210, and 240.
When did we trade 192?
That was with the Bucks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
To get the 50th pick or whatever it was. All right,
well, it's coming off of the dock then.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Zach Kuntz.
So the other positions I'd look at here, I think interior offensive line, another tackle, maybe doubling up a corner. Ja'Quarian Bennett will not be here. That's absurd.
What about linebackers?
Linebacker could be interesting here. Yeah, I'm going to pull up edge too. Yusir Abdullah would be interesting here. This is probably, I'm going to say after this, we're going to have to respect the board on Zach Kuntz. If we don't take Zach Kuntz here, we're not taking him.
Okay. Is Dorian Williams going to be gone at this point as well?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
I don't mind. Like, Will Mallory had a good combine at tight end. There were some other guys too, Payne Durham. So, like, I'm not totally against passing on Zach Kuntz, but if we're going to take him, this is where we take him.
Do it. Zach Kuntz.
Okay. Zach Kuntz.
The combine king. Old Dominion.
Zach Kuntz of Old Dominion. All right, now we go to our last couple picks here. Truman Jones. We just missed Truman Jones. That would have been an interesting one. I think we got to go lineman with one of these next two picks.
Okay.
Because they almost always take two linemen. And we can wait, but let's just keep that in mind here.
We can look interior line as well.
Oh, I was going to say, like, any offensive lineman. Okay. Even maybe a guy who can play both. So, Dwayne McBride's not going to be here. Eric Gray's interesting here. Mo Ibrahim's interesting here at running back. I think the way this draft has played out, though, I don't know that that's a spot we need to invest in.
Yeah, I agree.
Mo Diabate, I like here. I think D Winters and Servassier Dennis, we probably have to respect the board.
Yeah.
Isaiah Moore is interesting here.
Drake Thomas is interesting too.
Drake Thomas. Now, I don't hate doubling up a corner. Nick Jones had a very good Shrine Bowl.
Daryl Luter Jr. from South Alabama is pretty good too. That's another longer. Okay. Miles Brooks. Another Shrine Bowl guy.
Eric Scott was a guy that got some one-on-one coaching from Bill Belichick.
Okay.
I like Nick Jones though, because you get size again. Okay. I think you get a guy with a really high motor, really smart football player.
They also just drafted two corners last year in Jack Jones and Marcus Jones, both playable. So then you're really young still.
Yeah.
And that's also assuming they didn't sign anyone.
What about doubling up at safety?
Now that's interesting.
Nobody really interesting to double up with, though. We're not taking Jaden Woodby. It's too high.
Jaden Woodby's like a fringe guy, yeah.
If they double up at safety, they're going to draft a box safety, and these are all free safeties. So I
think Jaden Woodby might be more of a box because he played linebacker at BC.
Jaden Woodby's a box, but I think it's too high. Yeah, you can get. He's not going to get drafted.
I think so too.
I thought if we want to double up on the edge, actually, we didn't take an edge guy, did we?
No, we didn't. This might be a good spot for it. We took Jose, a Jomo who was interior.
Jose Ramirez hit a sneaky good combine. We know they like Tyrus Wheat.
I like Tyrus Wheat.
Abdullah, but it's probably low. You like Tyrus Wheat?
I think I like Tyrus Wheat here. They breed defensive ends at Mississippi State.
They do. Okay, no. I was checking to see if Brenton Cox was listed maybe as a linebacker, but he's gone. Tyrus Wheat makes sense here. You want to go Tyrus Wheat?
Yeah. I like DNs from that school. They.
I do too.
They breed them.
Yeah. All right, and now let's see what we got on the offensive line here with our last pick.
For the sake of discussion, I want to look at quarterback as well here.
Okay. There's really one guy I'm looking at, and it's – I think he might – hang on. There's going to be too many linemen in the way. He went. I assume you're talking about DTR?
Yes, Dorian Thompson-Robinson's gone. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Where'd he go? Wow, he – somebody got him. Somebody went up and got him. There's no way he's not in the simulator.
No, I think he was before because I was going to take him in one of the ones I wrote up. What about Stetson Bennett, Alex?
No, for like a million reasons.
He had
for like a million reasons. That's a hard no.
Come on, he likes to hit the bottle.
The most encouraging part about his comment is that he ran in a straight line. Jaren Hall went 154. Did I miss him?
You might have.
Yeah, okay. He went 166 to the Saints, which is actually a great fit.
Yeah, it is.
And some people say the Saints might take a quarterback. Yeah, DTR is not on the board.
Yeah, the Saints, I mean, before they signed Derek Carr, the both of us, I think, thought he would have been.
I thought Hendon Hooker
is what I meant. That's what I meant. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
All right, so we've got Luke Haggard was a Shrine Bowl guy like him.
Yep.
Obviously, we've got the Oregon guys. This guy doesn't have a college listed. That's sick.
That's awesome. Good for him.
I like John Gaines at the Shrine Bowl. Do they have? No, okay. He went. But I feel like he's worth bringing up. I got to find him. There's a guard from LSU, Anthony Bradford. All right. We missed him by about 20 picks. Played some tackle as well. The Patriots met with him. He would have made a ton of sense here.
Yeah.
So I like John Gaines. He can play guard. He can give you some reps of tackle as well. He had a good combine. I like Luke Haggard, but he's probably just a tackle. How do you feel about that? I think we closed with an Oregon guy last time, Mike. I don't mind doing it again.
Did we take TJ Bass?
I think we took – although he's not here. We're down to Forsythe Laulu. What do you think?
I'm just looking at where we're at with... Okay, so we have an edge. We have a tight end kicker. Yeah, we need another offensive lineman.
They almost always take two linemen, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe we double up at corner, but...
No, let's do the first Oregon kid.
Forsythe, the guard?
Yeah.
How big did he check in? I just want to see something here. They have all this. They don't have his size. Hang on. Let me see. Is he big enough to play guard or is he just a center? That's what I wonder. Yeah, see, he's that's his high school weight. Let me get his actual measurements here. I don't think he's 280. He's 6'4", 303. Like I kind of want a guy that's gonna give you more than just center reps, but maybe he puts some weight on.
So what's the Loalu guy?
Oh, he's just a tackle. He's a tackle.
Okay. All right.
Wait, hang on. It shows you. Hang on. Let's see here. Did he play? So he only played center last year. Only played center, right? Loalu, I think, has played a little bit of guard, but pretty much is just a tackle.
I think they're okay. They just re-signed James Ferentz today.
Yeah.
They have Owenu and Cole Strange, so they have their three plus.
Right.
So maybe go with the tackle.
I'm thinking more like, though, if you can't re-sign Owenu, do you draft a guy now who can be, like, you can maybe turn into the next guy, right?
Right.
Let me pull up Gaines real quick here.
Yeah, Gaines might not be a bad pick.
Is he started a season at right guard? But he also played right tackle in 2021. Thank you for the first look. 6'4". So, yeah, he's not big either.
He's not.
But I think no matter what, like, it's seventh round, we're not going to get the perfect prospect.
Yeah, I know. Haggard?
So if we're going tackle, I like Haggard better than the kid from Oregon. They saw him at the Shrine Bowl, 6'7", 305, right. Great size. What do you think? You want to leave this one up to the chat? I feel like at this point we can handle the chat.
Yeah. What do we got, chat?
All right, chat. Gaines,
Michael Turk.
Gaines, Forsyth, or Haggard, whichever one I see five of first, starting now. Gaines, Haggard, or Forsyth. Gaines, so I've got one for Gaines. Gaines. He did have a great combine. One for Forsyth. Spelled a little wrong, but this isn't a spelling test. That's fine. I wouldn't get it right either. All right. Gaines, so we've got Gaines,
Haggard, Gaines, Haggard. Ooh. Forsyth.
Oh, it's going to be close to what? We've got three for Haggard, three for Gaines, right?
Yeah. Oh, there's Haggard
four
again.
For Haggard. Haggard it is. All right. We're going tackle. With another tackle. We're going with another tackle here. Luke Haggard from Indiana is the pick. They can find a guard as a UDFA. I'm not too worried about that. Is Gaines going to go undrafted? I think Gaines went undrafted. All right. So they're going to sign Gaines. Sign Gaines on Sunday. Four of the draft, as I like. Yeah, all right. I'm going to hide the PFF grades because they're always bad.
And we're going to pull Mike, this up. You can,
yeah. Oh, they love what the chat did, though. They love what the chat did.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So here we are.
Read us through it.
All right. So what we did from top to bottom, of course, in all Patriot, like all Patriots do, they traded back five spots. We got Anton Harrison, a tackle from Oklahoma. Prior to the draft, we traded pick 46 for none other than wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. We went Julius Brents. We went size at corner, pick 50. We grabbed a safety in Chris Smith from Georgia. We got our slot guy, Trey Palmer, who ran the fastest 40 at the combine out of receivers. We went to tackle, Moro Ojomo at pick 117. We then traded back. We did the Bart special. We took the kicker. Then we did another Bart special right after that and took Zach Kuntz, the dominant tight end from Old Dominion.
Hey, don't make it sound like this was like all me. All right.
No, it's not. I'm not.
Palmer, you took a couple guys. I think I was fair and delegating.
I did want the wide receivers early, but I let you talk me into a tackle again. But no, you're right. I love Kuntz and I was happy with Moody. I'm simply joshing you, Alex. I took Tyrus Wheat, the edge at Mississippi State, because they breed defensive ends at Mississippi State. And then we rounded out with the chat with Luke Haggard. So, Alex, what did you think? What do you think overall from this board?
Yeah, I think this is a good draft. First off, I think we did a good job of sticking to what realistically they would do. Right. Honestly, if I look at this and I say, what's out of character? Mm-hmm. The biggest thing for me is Trey Palmer, just in that they don't really have a history of drafting from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Everything else kind of lines up. Now, I feel like they probably would have worked in an interior offensive lineman somewhere.
Right.
But it's also, you know, like you said, they do still have some depth there. And that is probably something they can get in free agency.
They just re-signed James Ferentz to a 1-year deal. So yeah. That gives them some depth there for right now, which is why I don't hate them not doing it here.
I think they're like really looking at this draft. They supported Mac Jones. This is a draft saying we are going to maximize what Mac Jones can give us this season and really try to figure out if he's the guy or not. And that is ultimately what the approach should be this offseason.
Yeah.
So if they did this, do you have our first draft like on hand? I would love to compare the two.
I can pull up my article from CLNS.
Why don't you pull it up real quick? I'm honestly curious because I don't remember a ton of it. And obviously things have changed since then.
Yeah. But we also have some interesting news. It's not really breaking news, but it could be interesting for the Patriots. And Odell Beckham Jr. is holding a workout tomorrow for NFL teams in Arizona. Okay. So I
guess we wait and see if the Patriots are going.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. He's 13 months removed from the ACL and ready to play and free to sign any time, according to Tom Pelissero. So that's interesting. I wrote a top 10 Patriots targets for free agency on Tuesday for CLNS Media, and Odell was 10th on my list. Depending on what they feel like doing there, I don't hate them bringing in Odell for a cheaper contract. So that's interesting.
So I'm still iffy on Odell just because he hasn't been on the field in so long, and he is coming off a serious injury, and he is 30. But I would hope they're at the workout just to find out, just to confirm that. Because if he looks really good, he looks really good, right? So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah. So here's our Mach 1.0, Alex, on screen, if you can see.
Okay.
So this is what we did.
Yeah.
We have Broderick Jones, round one.
Okay.
Traded down.
Yeah.
And took Tyreek Stevenson at corner.
All right. So let's just start right there. Actually, we took – okay, let's start right there. Mm-hmm. Anton Harrison, DeAndre Hopkins, Julius Brents.
Yep.
Or Broderick Jones and Tyreek Stevenson.
I'm going with Harrison, Hopkins, and Brents all day.
Yeah, I like our group better.
Me too.
Yeah. And then even if we want to expand it to the top 100, so it's Xavier Hutchinson, and then we took Chris Smith. That pick.
Yeah, I'm happier with this draft than the last one for sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's the other question of how realistic it is, but I think they
It can be realistic. They're one of a few teams who have been reportedly in on Hopkins.
Right.
They trade back all the time, especially for a position like tackle. And Julius Brents has the size that they need a corner, so I see it being realistic.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
Keep going with the old one?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, Trey Dean's probably going to fall out of 85.
So the difference is
– combine, rather.
We made four top 100 picks in the last one, but this time we get DeAndre Hopkins. That was essentially our fourth top 100 pick.
Right.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. Trey Dean, Toa Toa, they both had tough combines.
Tough combines, yep.
Cameron Latu is our tight end here. I like Kuntz better.
I still think for them, Latu's very much in play.
Yeah.
I still think he's certainly somebody they're going to consider taking. We took Darius Rush in the fourth round.
Yeah,
that's so again, this is why we kind of continue to update, because Darius Rush is not making it out of the top.
He's not going to go that far, right?
No shot.
Nope.
So
continuing on, Brenton Cox Jr.
Which again, we kind of looked. We probably could have fit him in this draft somewhere. We took, I mean, that's where we took Jake Moody or Zach Kuntz.
Right.
So,
TJ Bass.
Okay, so he was off the board. He was off the board. We didn't go running back this time.
No.
Which, honestly, if they're going to add a back, I'd rather be like a cheap veteran in free agency than drafting a guy, because they don't play rookies and they don't need any more developmental backs. They have two of them in Pierre Strong or Kevin Harris. Just add depth in free agency. I don't need them to take a running back.
Yeah, I'm with you. It doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't make much sense. I mean, it worked here in this last one, but as it went, there were better needs and better players, and then we closed it out with Isaiah Moore. We also didn't go linebacker.
The pick we took Isaiah Moore, it turns out, doesn't exist. The Patriots didn't
get that's true.
Comp pick, right? We traded down. We took Luke Haggard. Again, linebacker is a position to me. I'd rather see them address in free agency. Also, I'm not going to be super upset. And Tyrus Weed's kind of an outside linebacker. We didn't get like that off-ball guy, but we added to that room.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
I'm happier with this one right here. This is good stuff. We touched tackle twice. We got an edge guy, DeAndre Hopkins, two wide receivers, obviously with Trey Palmer as well. Long corner, defensive tackle who had a great Shrine Bowl, and our kicker baby, Jake Moody. So, at the end of the day, I'm happy with both drafts, but as we learned more from the last one, I think this one makes more sense for the Patriots, and I like where we're at.
So let's do this. Put in the chat, how do you feel? If this was the Patriots draft, Or I guess you can either say how you think we did in terms of, like, do you think the Patriots would do this? Right.
Sure.
And how would you feel if this is what the Patriots came away with? Throw those in the chat. We'll read a couple here before we wrap it up, because we never really did that before, and it was always something I wanted to make a segment on this. Let me get back in the right tab here. Let people draw me. And yeah, so UDFAs, like, we actually did add UDFAs to one of them last year, Mike. Like, I just typed in a bunch at the bottom. I can do that if you want. Like, we can include John Gaines. I'll make sure they didn't get drafted, but I think John Gaines was a UDFA. Trey Dye makes a ton of sense as a UDFA. Yeah, all right, so let's hear. I'd be happy with it as long as we got Edmonds in free agency. Look, I think they're going to spend. I think they're going to spend, and linebacker's a position they would spend on. So, all right. I wish they would do it. I assume they mean this draft. This is awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much. See, this is where I start to get worried, though, because normally people hate the drafts we do, and then we end up being right. So if people like the draft.
It's way too Patriots. So that's good. We're trying to do is think of it through a Patriots lens. So
that's ultimately the best compliment you can give us. I find it so funny when I publish a mock draft and I get like emails from people like, you suck at this. This is such a bad draft. I bet this is exactly what the Patriots will do. It's terrible. It's like, all right. But like, if it's exactly what they're going to do, it's a good mock draft.
Right.
You know, somebody makes a bunch of weird picks on their March Madness bracket and gets it all right. You don't say it was a bad bracket.
Yeah.
So.
So what do you think of this? Oh, sorry.
This draft's a big win. I do think they trade back, but you think it's beyond 21 because Bill Belichick loves a deal. So here's the thing to remember with that. So I think what the trade ends up looking like is trading back in the first for first and a second. The later you trade back in the first, the later you also trade back in the second, right? Because the teams are in about the same spot. So unless there's maybe a team I'm missing that has like a late first and an early second, and I'm sure there is. I don't think they move too far back. I think like 21, 22 is probably as far back as they go, unless maybe they make two trades. Maybe they trade back twice. That would be another story. Yeah. Right, which one were you going to pull up?
Does Hopkins need to be this year's picks? I would assume that Arizona wants a second round pick this year when they deal Hopkins.
It probably doesn't need to be, but you're going to have to give up more if it's not.
Yeah,
so basically, would you rather give up a second and a fifth this year? We probably could have done the fifth next year. Like, that pick could probably be next year. But if you're not giving up the second this year, then you're probably looking at like a third or a fourth. And now you're giving up maybe two top 100 picks.
Right.
They have plenty of picks. They can give up the fifth this year. They have three fifth round picks. And again, we just showed essentially they moved down four spots in the second round. We moved down five spots in the first, four in the second to pick up DeAndre Hopkins. That's not bad. This is an interesting comment as well. Do we think they'd go with DeJuan Jones over Anton Harrison? History tells us for a number of reasons, the position, the school, the body type, that they would choose Anton Harrison. I would choose DeJuan Jones, but that's not what we're doing here. They don't generally draft Ohio State guys. They like athletic tackles. There's more value in drafting a left tackle than a right tackle. I think they go with Anton Harrison. I'm not saying it's an easy decision, but I think ultimately they would go with Anton Harrison.
Yeah, I agree. I wonder, I want to see, this is better post-free agency. I've said it a million times, just to see if and what they bring in at
tackle. I am now learning why Evan refused to do these before free agency.
Yeah, but it's fun and it's good stuff and it's good to see where they're at, but we can assume that they're going to bring in one or the other, either a right tackle or a left tackle. So just, you know, whatever they do, I'm okay with, on the other side of the ball for the draft. But
is it weird that I'm most excited about the Moody pick in this draft? Somebody asks, just keep
that's
that energy.
That's Alex's burner.
Just keep that energy when they actually do it. That's all I'd say. Are we going to do one post free agency? Yeah. So, next, the plan right now, anyways, and we'll see what happens with news and whatever. Next week, no mock because it's free agency week. Just put the draft on hold, just go free agency. Generally, what we've done is between free agency and the draft, every Tuesday is do a little news and then Q&A, and then every Thursday is a mock draft. That's generally what it's been, and that's what the plan is. So unless something, and we haven't been great about Tuesday, Thursdays, so maybe it won't be every day of the week, but like that's what right. the plan is right now.
Especially early next week with legal tampering starting Monday and then free agency opening on Wednesday, we're probably going to do a couple shows at the beginning of next week, but we'll let you guys know on Twitter. Next week's going to be free agency heavy.
So this is interesting. This is an interesting comment on this draft. Not bad, fellas. I'm not too hot on Hopkins, but no doubt better than what we've got. He's just getting up on age. So I think a lot of people are going to look at this, see Hopkins, and be happy regardless of the rest of it. This is somebody who maybe right. feels the other way. On the Hopkins age thing, I somewhat agree with you. I do think he has a year or two left, but there's not much upside here, right? You're kind of getting him. You're hoping he has his best year in his first year, and you go from there. But it's a fair critique. All right, if you have any other thoughts, throw them in the chat, but we're probably just about ready to wrap it up here.
Yeah, that's it. Again, that's where we're at. Pretty good one. We'll tweet out the results.
Actually, hang on. Let me address this one real quick. This is a good one. Can't see them drafting a second wide receiver in the draft if they trade for DeAndre Hopkins. They're not. So this is why I didn't take Bryce. This is why I didn't say we should take Bryce Ford Wheaton. They're not right. going to go out and get another boundary guy. But if Jacoby leaves, they're still going to have a massive need in the slot. We specifically right. targeted a slot wide receiver with that pick. So not entirely wrong in this comment, Dan, but you got to kind of think of it as two different positions.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
There we go.
So that's that, folks. And we're sticking to it. So we'll tweet out the results. We will be back next week. Big NFL week starting on Monday. Frankly, I can't wait for it. It's my favorite week of the year in the NFL. Free agency opens. Ton of moves are going to happen, and we will be right here with you to cover it all on Patriots Beat. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, Patriots Press Pass. Make sure you also follow us on Twitter at Mike Cadlick and at Real Alex Barth, where we keep you updated for next week's schedule. Until then, read Alex's stuff on 98.5thesportshub.com. He's got everything covered there, Patriots and more. And you can check me out on clnsmedia.com as well. Again, that's our mock draft, and thank you all for watching.